Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Let's get more on that weather now, because there are still 57,000 homes across the country without power this morning following Storm Isha. And while that cleanup continues, the country is bracing for further severe and damaging gusts brought by Storm Jocelyn later today. Aoife Keighley is a forecaster with Met Éireann and she joins me on the line. Good morning, Aoife.
Good morning.
So let's talk about what conditions are like at the moment around the country. What can you tell us?
Yeah, well, it has been a very wet morning out there and windy at the moment, particularly across western, northwestern counties. But we are going to see those winds increase as the day goes on nationwide, but of course, particularly in those western and northwestern counties.
So we have the yellow warnings in place at the moment, don't we, for the northwest from 12 p.m.
Yes, so as you heard there, Clare, Kerry, Galway and Mayo are currently under a status yellow warning, but yellow wind warnings for the rest of the country are going to come into effect from 12 noon or 2 p.m. today. So that's just as those winds increase across the country, we're going to see those warnings come into effect. And then the orange wind warning will come into effect later on today from 5 p.m. for Galway and Mayo and from 6 p.m. for Donegal. So the winds will just gradually increase as the day goes on.
Okay, starting from midday then, we're going to see winds increase, and then certain parts of the country, as you mentioned, will experience the brunt of that as we head into the evening.
Yes. So again, it is going to be the west and the northwest that's going to experience the brunt of Storm Jocelyn. Now, while it is going to be a step down from what we saw with Storm Isha, of course, these very windy conditions are going to make any cleanup very, very difficult. And as well, those structures or trees that might have been weakened by Storm Isha over the weekend are particularly vulnerable now with these very windy conditions.
Yeah, that's the big concern. And of course, coming into that part of the day, you'll have school collections. People tend to be moving around a little bit more. So we really need to pay heed to the warning.
Yes, it is very important. And you know, even in areas that aren't under an orange warning, even across the country where there are yellow warnings in place, it is important to note that it is going to be very windy. And again, there might be trees and so on that have been weakened by the storm over the weekend. And whereas a storm of this magnitude mightn't necessarily always be this impactful, the fact that it's following so quickly on the heels of Storm Isha is making it even more difficult. So when people are going out and about, collecting children from school or maybe coming home from work, it is very important to take care on roads and be careful of any fallen trees or debris.
Mm-hmm. And if you're out trying to repair some damage that was done in the first storm in Isha, you need to get back in the afternoon, I would think.
Absolutely, yes. It's with the winds increasing, it is going to become difficult or dangerous to do really anything with any sort of clean-up. And again, across the country, not only in those counties under an orange warning.
Aoife, what can you tell us then about this Storm Jocelyn, where it came from and whether it's unusual or not?
Yeah, so this storm, it is essentially being caught up in a strong jet stream that's lying over us at the moment. So something similar to Storm Isha, that jet stream is driving these Atlantic systems across us and kind of causing them to deepen. But the one thing with Storm Jocelyn is it is actually tracking further north of us. It's not quite as close to us as Storm Isha was, which is why it isn't just as intense mm-hmm. as we saw at the weekend.
And then things are going to settle down from tomorrow, are they?
Yeah, so tomorrow will bring an improvement. The winds will weaken, so they'll stay quite strong throughout tonight, particularly in those western and northwestern counties. But tomorrow will be a brighter day. There'll be a few showers around and the winds will be lighter again. But it will be unsettled then at times through the rest of the week. But we won't really see winds as strong as what we've seen over the last few days.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll get a bit of a breather then as we move through the rest of the week. Aoife, thanks so
exactly.
much.
No problem.
Aoife Keighley, forecaster with Met Éireann. Gary Smith is with us too, acting road safety officer for Mayo County Council. So, Gary, I know where you are now. You were pretty badly hit by Storm Isha, weren't you?
We were indeed, and you could see it was going to make its presence from about 2 o'clock on the Sunday afternoon. You could really see it building up, and Clube, where I live beside, was starting to boil at that stage of the game.
Mm-hmm. And how's the clean-up going?
Well, it's going okay, I suppose. The priority has been put on the main routes that were blocked by fallen trees and poles and even walls in some cases at this stage of the game. But I suppose the safety of the staff is the main thing. When people are going out on the roads to do the clean-up from whatever stakeholders, from the ESB and that, from a road safety point of view and all that, they're getting underway, but with caution.
Yeah, we see the big worry now, as Aoife said there, and she mentioned it a couple of times, it's so important, weakened trees, weakened walls, roofs that might have come a little bit loose. This is the big fear heading into this afternoon and this evening.
It is, and we'd run our social media campaign on road safety from the communications section, and that's exactly what we're saying to them out there, that one storm following close behind the other, the trees that are weakened and so on like that, they have the potential of coming down. They didn't come down during the storm, and our journeys 100% necessary and stuff like that. Can they be postponed or whatever, Claire?
Mm-hmm. And please be careful. I'm sure you would agree, Gary, if you are intending to clean up or fix up a wall or something, leave it till this one has passed.
Absolutely. And like Aoife was just mentioning there, the timings of this are coming in for the Orange weather warning in Mayo at 5 o'clock this evening. And like that, people will be coming home from work. If they can leave there early, if they're on flexi time or whatever else, to get home before the storm hits. Because we still have a lot of electric blackouts here in Mayo. So there may not be street lights, there may not be places lit up. So it may not be as visible as it normally would be.
Mm-hmm.
So we tell people, is their journey necessary or can they get home first?
Well, that's good advice, to get home a little bit earlier. So we've heard from the ESB there are still 57,000 businesses, houses out of power, without electricity. So you're saying there might be a good few of them in Mayo?
Well, we're still out of power. I'd be on to the west of the county because the west and the north seem to get a fair old brunt of it. But even as we speak, we have no power down Lewsburg way.
Okay.
There's still people out.
Always a difficult situation. How did the storm compare from your own perspective there where you are, Gary?
I'm living on the coast of Clube, just under Crowpatrick, and I've been weathered many a storm. But by 2 o'clock, you could see this was building up to show its presence. Even the squalls coming down, you could see nearly twisters out on the bay from the squalls coming off, and the sea was boiling. It was just like perfect storm.
Right, okay.
So you could see it was ready coming, yeah.
And I'm sure you can hardly believe that you're facing it again now this evening.
That's it, but hopefully it won't be as bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we hear anyway. But still, it's an orange warning, and we've heard all the advice now. Try and not be moving around the place in those counties where we have the orange warning from this afternoon. And also, if you're fixing or intending to fix the damage caused by Storm Aoife, leave it until this thing has passed. You can go out tomorrow. Hopefully, Gary, we'll get a few days respite anyway later in the week.
That's it. And Mayo County Council will have updates on their social media page in relation to any road blockages or any diversions that are in place and stuff. So if people want to just tune into there to get any advice they need.
Great, Gary. Thanks very much. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. Gary Smith there, Acting Road Safety Officer for Mayo County Council. And that was Aoife Keeley we spoke to earlier from Met Air. And back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.